myself a little something. That was when I noticed her across the way. On this longest day, on this longest day, it's the longest day of the year. And I'm gonna get that girl to smile. The sun is setting and it's getting late, so I think I'll post up here for a while. Reggaeton, cumbia, American hip hop and soul. Some groovy shit I never heard.
You're listening to Rock and Randy on WOOD Radio's Pandemic Music to Live By.
Thank you. rise, I'm singing. You're gonna spread your wings, shout and take to the sky. Nothing's going to harm you now. Na 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 na.
Version of that tune, Summertime, by Janis Joplin and her band, the Big Brothers and the Holding Company. That was off their 1973 Greatest Hits album, Summertime. Before that, we started the show, actually, with a tune by the band Ear Me Now. This was a single that was released in 2019 called Longest Day of the Year. And that's apropos for this week's show, which is being recorded on June 22nd and 23rd, having just spent a lovely weekend celebrating a couple of great traditions that I've always enjoyed up here on the Ridge and other places in my life. Again, one of those celebrations is the solstice, summer solstice, longest day of the year. And I thought that the Ear Me Now had a fun version to get us started, kind of get us in the mood for a little celebration, a little dancing, out at a party, hearing some music, the sun's up, and then the sun's down and the night is over, like 10 o'clock. Long, long days. I had a great Saturday solstice myself. I jumped on the motorcycle, put my pack rod on the back and headed up into the mountains and off to a fishing hole. I've loved to fish all these years on the Androscoggin River and had a lovely time just wading in the water with my shorts. No waders required. It felt good. It was 95 degrees outside and humid, and it was real summer. And the fish were kind of jumping, not a lot of action on the water, but that's okay. Certainly enjoyed the long day. And on the way home, was lucky enough to be traveling by a beautiful spot not far from the Outlaw Ridge Studios up North Raymond Road to McGuire Hill. And there's this beautiful little cemetery, old New England cemetery with a white church up on the hill under some big standing maple trees. And I pulled off in the dark. The stars were out. I turned the motorcycle off. Got out and walked around, stretched out for a little bit. It was so beautiful, friends. I just have to tell you, living here in the woods of Maine is a real blessing. This time of year, I love it. The breeze was blowing off the from the valley where Trip Lake, you could see off in the distance, the mountains in the background. Just a gorgeous summer night, the crickets chirping. I loved it. I could hear people singing, drifting from up from the lake, and it was a beautiful moment. Thought I'd share that with you. And then again, we also had the tradition of Father's Day, that was part of what we've got going on this past weekend, and as part of the show this week, we're going to celebrate Father's Day with some good music and check in with a father of great standing in my life. Let's keep things rolling here with some more music. I've got a cool song to sort of get into the Father's Day theme here with, and thought I'd play it for you now. This is a song by Zach Brown called My Old Man, right here on WOOD Radio.
He was a giant. was just a kid, I was always trying to do everything he did. I can still remember every lesson he taught me, growing up, learning how to be like my old man. He was a lion, we were father's pride, but I was defiant. When he made me walk the line, he knew how to lift me up and when to let me fall. Looking back, he always had a plan, my old man. My old man, feel the callus on his hands and dusty overalls. My old man, now I finally understand. I have a lot to learn from my old man. I'm a giant, got a son of my own. He's always trying to go everywhere I go, do the best I can to raise him up the right way, hoping that he someday wants to be like his old man.
Last night I dreamed that I was a child out where the pines grow wild and tall. I was trying to make it home through the forest before the darkness falls. I heard the wind rustling through the trees, and ghostly voices rose from the fields. I ran my heart pounding down that broken path, with the devil snapping at my heels. I broke through the trees.
thou stood shining hard and bright. The branches and brambles tore my clothes and scratched my arms, but I ran till I fell, shaking in his arms. I woke and I imagined the hard things that pulled us apart. We'll never again, sir, tear us from each other's hearts. I got dressed into that house I did ride from out on the road. I could see its windows shining in light. I walked up the steps and stood on the porch. A woman I didn't recognize came and spoke to me through a chain door. I told her my story and who I'd come for. She said, "I'm sorry, son, but no one by that name lives here anymore." House shines hard and bright. It stands like a beacon calling me in the night, calling and calling so cold and shining across this dark highway where our sins lie unatoned.
Unatoned sins. In My Father's House, a song by Bruce Springsteen off his beautiful album titled Nebraska. Well, Rockin' Randy has a special guest lined up for our check-in segment today, as promised. Let's get this segment started then with an old classic song about fathers and their sons. This is Harry Chapin with his classic Cats in the Cradle, right here on Pandemic Music to Live By.
My child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, "I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you." And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't. The other day, he said, "Thanks
I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never dimmed and said, I'm gonna be like him. Yeah, you know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know. Just the other day, so much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know. Job's a hassle and the kids have the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know.
You're listening to WOOD Radio with your host, Rockin' Randy. And we're back, this time with our check-in segment on this special Father's Day show. I've got a very special guest lined up for us today. On the other line is my good friend and brother-in-law, John Boone from Grand Rapids, Michigan. John, how are you doing?
I'm doing just great this afternoon. Thank you, Randy.
Well, it's good to hear your voice, and I'm glad we could catch up. You know, John, when I was thinking who I might check in with for this show on Father's Day, you're one of the first people that came to my mind. Partly, I think, because you were really there in my life in a big way when I became a father for the first time. So
I remember that.
Yeah, we were both becoming fathers. You for the third time.
Sure.
For our listening audience here, the connection is that John's wife and my wife are sisters, and they both became pregnant at the same time, this was our first baby, and it was your, as I said, third child, and it was a really interesting and cool experience to go through a pregnancy for the first time with a family and people who you trusted, who could kind of help us. And we were young, we were quite young at the time, and it was all on a big unknown. So it was really cool. And it was the middle of the summer too. Dana, my first daughter, was born July 7, and Nick was born a few days later.
Yeah, July 11th.
July 11th, 4 days later. So it was really a cool time. Yeah. And
that was a blast time. It was a wonderful time.
Wasn't it? So talk to me a little bit, John, about your experience as a father. You have three boys. I raised daughters. I have two daughters. You have three boys. And I've always considered your boys like my own almost. I grew up with them and love them very much. But talk a little bit about your experience as a dad.
Yeah, I have three grown sons, and they're spaced about 3 years apart. And like Randy was mentioning, our Nicholas was our last son, born about a week after Randy's daughter, Dana. And these three boys have been just so wonderful. You know, we've had our times, but we get along very well.
And
you know, yesterday was Father's Day, and I spent time with each one of my sons FaceTiming.
Yep.
They all live out of town.
Yeah.
So we enjoyed each other's presence using FaceTime. So
yeah.
That was very personal, very good time to spend with my sons.
Yeah. I know you're real close to your boys, and I've always appreciated your role as a dad, as a father in their lives. And as you said, it's been up and down. It's never a complete walk in the park, as most parents know. And I think boys in particular, your boys are high-spirited, as you were as a young man, I think. And yeah, sometimes you have to just give them a little space, let them run a little bit, huh?
That's for sure. They're high maintenance at times, but they're very loving and complement each other quite well most times.
Yeah, they are. The three boys are
quite
close.
A journey.
Yeah, it has. It always is. Fatherhood is a journey like motherhood. And I mean, what do you remember? I mean, what are some, give me some of your fond memories as a dad. What are some of the things you really think about as a dad?
Some of the fondest things is when they were younger, we would rent a cottage in northern Michigan on a lake called Bear Lake. The cottage had a boat and everything, and we would just have a good time scooting around the lake and fishing, and there was some wonderful times in the summer.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the real great memories.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
Of the boys.
And your boys were so active and so outdoors, always had something going on. They went through all the phases of boyhood, and I watched a lot of it happen. And it's always interesting. Now, do you think, I'm going to set you up here a little bit, but I mean, is each, you know, you have three boys and they're at three different stages. Adam's the oldest and Joel's the middle and then Nick is the youngest. Do you find that your relationship changes, you know, as they are aging and, you know, and as they grow up?
Oh, I think definitely the relationship changes. It migrates from young father and young sons to mature sons that can, you know, they become more friends than their sons, but they're just as good a friend.
That's interesting.
Which is very precious.
Yeah, I get that. I have the same relationship with my daughters, yeah. I think. It changes. You want to be a good role model, and there's got to be some discipline when they're younger. That can be tough.
Yeah, and then as they, you know, they get married and have their own children. So now I have seven grandchildren.
Wow.
Those are some of the most precious kinds in the world. When these grandkids were born and all that.
Yeah.
And then going from babies to little kids and just some really, really precious times.
Oh, it is, isn't it? And I got to say, I mean, we've had this experience jointly together, but you know, when you see your children as parents and you realize what kind of influence you've had on their lives and you see them as good parents, as good people, raising their kids in, you know, a good way, I don't know if there's anything in life that can be more rewarding than that.
Yeah, these boys are just incredible parents.
Yeah. Agreed.
To watch them raise their children, it's just, you know, I'm so grateful. I don't know if, I can't believe they got it from me, but
their mom had something to do with it too, for sure.
Children.
Yeah.
You know, they love their kids, and that's the main thing. They love their kids, and they treat them with great love and respect.
Yeah.
That's so important. health of a young child.
Yeah.
To be loved and respected and listened to.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I got to say, you know, it's hard. I'm going to go here, John, and I hope we're okay with this, but both you and I know, experienced life and losing our fathers at a pretty young age. I was 14 when my dad passed. How old were you?
Right in this? I was 12.
12. And, you know, I think going back, I mean, as I think of my life, especially really raising my kids, I often thought, man, I wonder what my dad would say now. You know, you look back you think about his role modeling and what he was as a person, and you realize how close the apple falls, you know, to the tree. And again, it's like, wow, this is something I'm influencing my children with that I picked up from my dad.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They were, you know, my dad was always involved with those kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quite directly.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, I was involved with my children, you know, very much. I mean, I remember, you know, going to baseball games and basketball games.
Right.
Assisting with coaching and stuff like that. You know, being involved with these kids from early on.
Right. Right. Yeah, no, that's a beautiful legacy. And I think, you know, any father listening out there today, or if you're a young man and you think someday you might be a father, I hope you have a role model as good as John and I did. And you know, that you can take something from that. I think we need strong role models, male role models today. It's important.
And strong families.
And
strong family relationships.
You bet, man. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
So this is good. I'm glad we had a chance to check in. I appreciate the time. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Randy.
Good.
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Good. Good.
Enjoying the day. It's a nice sunny day.
Oh, that's all we can ask for. One day at a time, right?
One day at a time.
Yeah, man.
Live every day to the fullest.
Yep. Well, I'm glad you're
Don't
keeping...
Don't worry about the future.
You know, the future's going to take care of itself. There's some wisdom from a dad. Try to do the best you can in the moment and onward and forward. And
yep, live every day at a time, because every day we have is just one day at a time.
Yeah, man.
So important to...
Yeah, man.
Like that.
Well, I know you've been through a lot, and you're still living, and despite this pandemic, I love you, and I'm glad that you're taking good care of yourself. Say hi to those boys for me. Did you say you were going to go visit Joel?
I'm going to visit Joel tomorrow.
Cool.
And FaceTimed with all three of them yesterday, and so that was a real treat.
Yeah, we had a little FaceTime brunch with the girls, too. It was good to see him.
It sure is. It definitely is. Boy, I'm sure I'm glad you invited me to this session, Randy, and talk about children and family and fathers, being fathers. It's an important role that we play. And like you say, we've learned from our parents and grandparents. You know, the legacy goes on and on.
It goes on, man. It goes on. And it's probably the thing that lasts the longest. If you know, you think about all the material goods we collect in life and experiences that are in the moment and so on. But again, you can have a conversation with a son who's a full-on adult, and you can share moments and memories that you know are important to both of you. And that's special.
That's right. That's for sure. You know, family is the most important thing in our lives. And, you know, and you find that you learn that as you get older.
I think so. If you're lucky, if you're one of the lucky ones, and it's not easy. And let's just be clear about that. I said this on Mother's Day when we had the Mother's Day show. It's tough, and mothers pay their dues. I think, these days it's tough being a father. I mean, it's tough all around. Sometimes you wonder where are we headed with everything, but again, family and, having, having family around you is really important. So I'm so glad to have had the experience with you all these years, my friend.
Many years. Years of good times.
Yeah, man.
Good friendly relationships and loving relationships. It's so important.
Yeah, man. Well, thanks for listening to all the shows. John, Uncle John's one of our great listeners and fans out there. I hear from him most weeks, and I really appreciate the feedback, John. I love the fact that you listen to this show. So keep on listening, man. I'll play some good music for you.
I love the shows.
Good, good.
I love the shows. Thanks for putting them together, Randy.
Yeah, I know you've always been someone who loves music, and I think that's something you passed on to your boys. All three of your boys are music files, so to speak.
Oh, they sure are.
Yeah, so that's cool. Well, I'm going to wrap this up, this check-in session. And again, good to hear from you, and thanks for checking in. And happy Father's Day, brother. And, you know, keep on keeping on.
Thanks, Randy. Nice talking to you. Look forward to listening to this recording.
All right, bro. Take care.
All right.
Good Uncle John Boone, and checking in this week on Pandemic Music to Live By.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. I know that I have to go.
Like going fishing, you cast your line and hope you get a bite. But you don't need to waste your time worrying about the marketplace. Try to help the human race struggling to survive in its harshest night. You shine, gonna watch you grow, gonna paint a sign so you'll always know. As long as one and one is two, there could never be a father love his daughter more than I love you.
Song by Paul Simon. That's off his 2006 album, Surprise. That was a song titled Father and Daughter. And I'd like to send that one out to my two daughters, Dana and Allison. Good catching up with you guys on Father's Day. I love you both. And before that, a great tune by Eric Clapton called My Father's Eyes. Love that tune. That was off his 1998 album titled Pilgrim. And then we started the set with an old classic by the singer-songwriter well, we knew him back in the day as Cat Stevens, and this tune came off his T for the Tillman album. It's called Father and Son. Cat Stevens converted over to the Muslim faith and is now goes by the name of Yusuf Islam. But this particular recording we heard was off a live album he did in 2008. And a beautiful song. I wanted to play it after my session with John. So inspired, John, to talk with you about your role as a father. I think it's beautiful here at Cat Stevens. He sings, you know, I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. I can relate to that. I remember your boys getting into a lot of things going on. But take your time, he says, think a lot. Think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. Ooh, how poignant. Yeah, Yusef, it leaves us with that line, and it's a good one. Boone Boys, I hope you appreciate your dad. He sure is a good one, and I've always enjoyed his company, and I really enjoyed catching up with you, John, in the show this week. Thanks for listening. Thanks for all your feedback, and thanks for being who you are. I think your advice is great for your boys and for all the young people. Live the day today and live it like it's your last. It's precious. Well, that's pretty much it. We're moving into the last segment of this week's show. So again, thanks for listening, everyone. And you know, if you're interested, you can find all the shows from this series, Pandemic Music to Live By, on my website, standingoakmedia.com. That's all one word. You can always reach out to me on my email at randyvisser@me.com. So let's finish out the show then on the same thing we began with, the summer solstice. It's here. The days are long. We're enjoying life outside. I hope you're getting outside if you can. Despite this pandemic, I found a great tune that I want to play next about the summer solstice that I just really enjoyed. I've listened to it a couple of times now. It's from an English band called Beans on Toast, which is a fun name for a band for sure. It's really a stage name of a British folk singer, Jay McAllister, and he's from Braintree, Essex, England. And he's going to do a tune that reflects on apparently an experience he had at Stonehenge, which might be a very cool place to see the summer solstice. The song is called Orange. And then we'll end the show with a great classic summer tune from one of the soul jazz bands we've listened to in the past, the Isley Brothers, a great, great soul band. We'll sway with parts one and two of their tune, Summer Breeze. It's been done. It's been covered by other people, but this is their tune. This is off their Isley Brothers 3 Plus 3 album, and it came out in 1973. And, yeah, Summer Breeze, that's a good one. So, again, have a good week, everyone. I'll catch up with you on the next show. Still enjoying this series, and we'll keep putting the music together for you. Please stay safe, everyone. And at this point in the summer, stay cool. Get a cool drink and listen to some rock and roll, whatever you need to do to stay cool and stay safe. Here's Jay McAllister now with Orange. Take care, everyone.
Said there isn't a word that rhymes with orange. I guess that you've never been to Stonehenge. I go there every summer for the longest day of the year. And every summer solstice they open up the stones, and everyone can climb aboard and have a little go. It's a real good party with no electricity. Just some hippies and travellers, bongo drums and weed. And when the sun comes up, they all start cheering. And let me tell you now, it's a very special feeling. You show me a tarot card and I'll show you the world. I got my window wide open and I'm hitching home as well. And if it rises in the morning, it'll probably sleep and dream.
You're just a tiny little speck of history in the grand scheme of things. A tiny cog in a big machine with the power to change everything. But locked inside the mysteries of who we are, where we're from, and how on earth we came to be. You say orange is the color of the sun that decorates the earth. It's also the color of the fruit and the mobile phone network. And everywhere I go, I got a phone in my hand. It's connected to computers via satellites, and it always makes me feel so far away from the people that I'm close to and I see every day. And if it rises in the morning, he'll probably sleep and dream. You're just a tiny little speck of history in the grand scheme of things. A tiny cog in a big machine with the power to change everything. But locked inside the mysteries of who we are, where we're from, and how on earth we came to be.
Food cooking on a plate for darling, I'm